While education was examining their domain this morning, we've uncovered something that affects millions beyond any classroom. Algorithmic bias is literally determining who gets to work, who goes to prison, and who gets healthcare. Maya, you've been tracking this across sectors. What are you seeing on the ground?
Alex, I'm seeing families destroyed by algorithms they never consented to. Just last week, I met a woman, single mother, three kids, denied a job at Target because an AI flagged her personality test as high theft risk. No human ever reviewed it. She's been unemployed for 8 months because these systems talk to each other. Once you're flagged in one database...
That's the pattern we're seeing in the data. These aren't isolated incidents. Advocate Amara, you worked inside these companies. What were they thinking?
They weren't thinking about people at all. I spent 5 years at a major hiring platform, and I watched us optimize for efficiency while encoding decades of discrimination. The algorithms learned from historical data who got hired in the past, which means they perpetuate who was excluded. When I raised concerns, they said I was being political.
See, that's what gets me heated, voice rising. They act like math is neutral when they know these systems amplify bias. My cousin got flagged by predictive policing software for gang affiliation because he lived on the wrong block. Now he can't even get a job at McDonald's.
Joining in, the delivery apps are doing the same thing. I drive for three platforms, and their algorithms control everything, which orders I get, how much I make, whether I keep working. Last month, they deactivated me for fraudulent activity because I took a different route during construction. No appeal, no human to talk to. Just cut off from my income.
Jin, that's exactly what our investigation found. These companies use algorithms to avoid employment law entirely. You're classified as independent, but controlled by code. Attorney Carlos, what legal recourse do workers have?
Honestly, very little. The companies hide behind terms of service and forced arbitration. But we're building cases. I'm representing 47 drivers who were deactivated by algorithm. No explanation, no due process. The pattern is clear. The algorithms target workers who might organize, who work too many hours, who might qualify for benefits.
I've been documenting this systematically. Across gig platforms, workers from immigrant communities are deactivated at 3.2 times the rate of others. The algorithms flag unusual names, addresses in certain neighborhoods, even accent patterns in customer service calls. It's digital redlining. Code switching fully now in NIF. And they got the nerve to call it innovation. Nah, this is just discrimination with a smartphone app. My neighbor, Vietnamese woman, speaks perfect English but with an accent. The customer service algorithm rates her communication skills lower automatically. She makes $2 less per hour than drivers with standard American accents.
That's built into the natural language processing. When I was inside, I saw the training data. It was overwhelmingly white. Middle-class American speech patterns. Anyone who sounds different gets penalized. We flagged it, and management said fixing it would be too expensive.
Let's talk about healthcare, because what we found there is even more disturbing. Algorithms are literally deciding who lives and who dies.
We're seeing it in organ allocation, treatment recommendations, insurance coverage. I have a case where an AI system denied cancer treatment to a black woman because the algorithm predicted low compliance based on her zip code. Her zip code. She has a PhD, never missed an appointment in her life.
That's that algorithmic violence right there. They take poverty, make it data, then use that data to keep you poor, or in this case, use it to let you die. The healthcare algorithms are particularly insidious because they often use race-neutral proxies that correlate with race. Zip code, previous medical history, even transportation access. A study I published last month showed that these neutral factors resulted in black patients being denied care at twice the rate of white patients with identical conditions.
My wife experienced this. She needed physical therapy after an accident. But the insurance AI said she didn't qualify because people in our income bracket have lower success rates. How can you have success when you're denied treatment?
That's the feedback loop. The algorithm learns that poor people don't complete treatment because they can't afford it, then uses that to deny treatment creating more data showing poor people don't complete treatment. It's a death spiral coded in Python.
The criminal justice applications are even more stark. Maya, you've been working with families affected by sentencing algorithms.
Voice heavy, I sat with a mother last Tuesday whose 19-year-old son got 15 years for a first offense. The judge said the algorithm rated him high risk for reoffending. You know what factors it used? Single-parent household. Arrested parent, his father for unpaid tickets. Friends with criminal records, which in his neighborhood means everyone. The algorithm turned poverty into a prison sentence.
These risk assessment tools are used in every stage now. Bail, sentencing, parole. They claim to reduce bias, but they institutionalize it. I've analyzed thousands of cases. The same crime, same record, but if you're from certain neighborhoods, the algorithm adds years to your sentence.
My team did a comprehensive analysis of one widely used system. It was twice as likely to falsely flag black defendants as high risk and twice as likely to falsely flag white defendants as low risk. When we presented this to the company, they said the algorithm was working as designed.
Because it was. I've seen these contracts. The companies optimize for reducing costs to the system, not justice. If keeping someone in prison is cheaper than monitoring them on parole, guess what the algorithm recommends?
Anger building. And they sell this to our communities as reform. They come to community meetings talking about data-driven justice when it's really data-driven oppression. My organizer training taught me to see through that nonsense. These systems don't eliminate bias, they launder it through technology.
It's spreading everywhere. My sister applied for an apartment, got denied by an AI screening system. Said she was high risk because she had a medical debt from when her kid was born. Medical debt from having a baby. Now she's stuck in a moldy apartment because every landlord uses the same screening systems.
That's the concentration of power we're documenting. A handful of companies making these tools, selling them across industries. Keiko, your research shows how they reinforce each other?
Absolutely. We tracked individuals across systems. Someone flagged by an employment algorithm is 73% more likely to be flagged by housing algorithms. Once you're in one database as risky, it cascades. We call it the digital scarlet letter.
And legally, it's a nightmare to challenge. The companies claim trade secrets, refuse to reveal how the algorithms work. We've had cases thrown out because we couldn't prove discrimination without seeing the code, but we can't see the code because it's proprietary.
That's intentional obfuscation. When I was inside, we were explicitly trained to use technical complexity as a shield. If someone questioned our algorithms, we'd throw math at them until they gave up. The discrimination was hidden in the weights and parameters, but the outcome was clear.
Switching back to organizer mode, this is why we need community power. They want us to fight these systems, one case at a time, but we need collective action. In Oakland, we got an ordinance passed banning city use of facial recognition. In Chicago, we're pushing for algorithmic accountability laws. Make them show their math.
Tell us about those organizing efforts. How do communities fight back against invisible algorithms?
First, we make them visible. Community workshops, where we break down how these systems work, help people recognize when they're being algorithmicked. You'd be surprised how many folks don't know a computer made that decision about them.
The drivers are organizing too. We're building our own databases, tracking deactivations, finding patterns. When they say it's random, we show receipts. 300 drivers deactivated the week before Christmas when they'd have to pay holiday bonuses. That ain't random. The legal strategy is evolving too. We're not just filing individual discrimination cases. We're going after the systemic design. Class actions challenging the fundamental legality of using biased data. If historical data reflects discrimination, using it perpetuates discrimination.
And we're building alternative models. Community-designed algorithms that prioritize equity. In Detroit, we worked with residents to create a housing allocation system that considers community ties, not just credit scores. Early results show it's both fairer and more effective.
That's key, proving we don't need their biased systems. When I left tech, I started consulting with organizations building equitable alternatives. a healthcare co-op using community health worker input instead of algorithmic predictions. A worker-owned delivery platform where drivers set the rules.
See, that's what I'm talking about, getting excited. We don't just resist, we build. In my neighborhood, we started a community bail fund that makes decisions based on relationships, not algorithms. Real people vouching for real people, not data points predicting probabilities.
But scaling remains a challenge. These tech companies have billions, lobbying power, market dominance. How do community efforts compete?
Through law and policy. The EU's AI regulations are a start, requiring transparency, allowing challenges. We need similar laws here, but stronger. Mandatory equity audits, community oversight boards, real penalties for discrimination. And solidarity. When they deactivated me, 200 drivers protested at headquarters. They reactivated me in 2 days. They want us isolated, fighting alone. When we come together, their algorithms can't handle it.
The research community is also shifting. More of us are refusing to build biased systems, documenting harm instead of optimizing efficiency. There's a growing movement of scientists committed to justice, not just accuracy.
The pressure is working. I still have contacts inside, and they're scared. Scared of regulation, scared of publicity, scared of losing talent. Good. They should be scared. Lives are at stake.
Voice, rising with passion, and we ain't stopping. Every family destroyed by these algorithms is another organizer. Every biased decision is another lawsuit. They thought they could hide discrimination in code, but we see it. We feel it. And we're fighting back.
Let's talk solutions. What does algorithmic justice actually look like?
Start with transparency. Open source algorithms for public services. If it's making decisions about people's lives, we should see how it works. No more black boxes.
And representative data. Algorithms trained on historical discrimination will perpetuate it. We need data that reflects the world we want, not the world we've had. That means intentional inclusion, oversampling marginalized communities, correcting for past bias. Community control, period. No algorithm affecting our lives without our input. Oversight boards with real power to audit, to veto, to demand changes. And those boards need to be us, not their hand-picked community representatives.
Inside companies, we need whistleblower protections. I lost my career speaking up. Others stay silent because they have families to feed. Protect the people who expose these systems.
And alternatives. Every exploitative platform should face a cooperative competitor. Every biased system should have a fair option. Give people choices beyond corporate algorithms.
We're seeing some progress in cities like Boston and San Francisco with algorithmic accountability ordinances. What makes those effective?
Enforcement mechanisms. Boston's ordinance requires city departments to file impact assessments before using algorithms. San Francisco banned facial recognition outright for city use, but we need federal action for real change.
And we need to address the revolving door. The same people building biased systems then become regulators, then go back to companies. In Japan, we're pushing for cooling off periods. You can't regulate systems you helped build. Laughing bitterly, that revolving door is real. The head of our city's AI ethics board used to run the company making the police algorithms, Fox guarding the hen house. We protested until they resigned.
The international perspective matters too. India's rejecting Western algorithmic models, building systems based on different values. China's social credit system shows the dystopian extreme. We can learn from both.
As we wrap up, what's your message to people affected by these systems?
Document everything. Every denial, every flag, every algorithmic decision. We're building a database of discrimination. Your story matters. And find others. You're not alone in this fight.
Don't accept that's what the computer says. Demand human review. Appeal everything. Make noise. They count on us giving up. Know your rights. Even with limited laws, you have some protections. Contact legal aid. File complaints with agencies. Create paper trails. We can't win cases without evidence.
And support the research documenting these harms. Participate in studies. Share your experiences. Data is their weapon. It can be our tool for justice, too.
For tech workers listening, you have power. Refuse to build biased systems. Document what you see. Leak if you have to. History will judge us by whether we collaborated or resisted.
Voice firm and clear. And remember, these algorithms aren't inevitable. They're choices. Choices made by people who value efficiency over equity, profit over justice. We can make different choices. We are making different choices in our communities, in our organizing, in our resistance. The future ain't written in code, it's written by us.
That resistance, that hope, that determination to build something better, that's what we found across every community fighting algorithmic bias. Not just identifying problems, but creating solutions. Not just documenting harm, but demanding justice. The code may be complex, but the principle is simple. Technology should serve humanity, not sacrifice it for efficiency.